Recently, I visited a new accommodation and function centre north of the city at Sydenham, which will prove popular, I'm sure, for corporate and private events such as weddings. It's built around a 130-year-old bluestone mansion that once belonged to two of Melbourne's best-known and wealthiest families. Marnong Estate is its name, and it opens next month. And I spoke earlier to Sales and Marketing Manager Melanie Watson. I've got Melanie Watson on the line. She's the Sales and Marketing Manager for Marnong Estate. Marnong Estate is a new development on the north side of Melbourne. A bit unusual, I think, to have something there. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Mel.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Marnong has got a beautiful history in Victoria. Could you just fill us in on the background of this property out near Sydenham?
Yes, well, the main history of the property stems from the homestead that we have on site. The homestead is dated back to the 1840s and was originally housed by William John Turner Clark. He was a very big landowner on this side of town, and he originally owned the 1,200 acres that we sit on. And he had quite a lot of farm on it. So sheep was the main holder on here, yeah. And he stayed in the house probably a good 20-30 years and sold it on to his brother. There's a town just above us called Clarkville, which is named after the family, and they were quite significant in the area. So that's probably where it stems from, is the house and the people that lived within it.
Wasn't he one of the richest men in Melbourne?
He was, yes, he was, definitely. Yeah, and then, he passed that on to his brother.
Right, and then before you got it, or your organisation got involved, It became part of the Anglis family holding.
It did.
Another well-known name in Melbourne, William Anglis.
Absolutely, which we've had the pleasure of meeting now. We've had the pleasure of meeting William
family.
Anglis. Well, in the 1950s, William Anglis resided in the homestead, and his son, William Anglis, who we've now met, was born.
Yeah.
He gave us a really good background of the property and pointed out where a lot of memories were made for him. So I suppose when we took over it, we really wanted to restore that history and make that story known. So it was really great to meet him.
Right. So the interesting thing about it, from my perspective, is this is a venue that you're going to be able to use for functions, events, weddings, obviously corporate
Absolutely.
Meetings, etc.
Yep.
Plus it's
yep.
got this house, which you've done a beautiful job restoring. It's sort of got a bit of a French feel about the restoration, but it's lovely. It's sort of pale monochrome sort of tones. Looks lovely. So how many rooms have you got, and how many people could you occupy, say, for a corporate retreat?
Well, in the house we've got four suites. All the bed configuration in each suite can king split for two king singles.
Yep.
So in each room we can host two guests. And then what we've done is within the lounge area of the house is booked exclusively, which will become the most popular option. Mm. We'll have the pull-out sofas. So we can comfortably seat 12 in the house itself.
Right.
And that will also provide them their own kitchenette and dining room as well.
Okay. Yeah, and it's a lovely job, I have to say. And it's house perched on a hill with virtually,
yes.
I didn't get up on the roof, but I reckon if there was a tower up there, and I was surprised there wasn't, he would have had 360-degree view around the whole of Melbourne.
Absolutely, yes, he would. And the views stem out all the way to the Macedon Ranges and beyond. It's stunning.
And when you look the other way, there are new suburbs you've never even heard of. But
correct.
It's this whole sort of growth corridor up, in the Hume. The Hume electorate. It's the Hume council area, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Hume. So we're right up the road from Merrifields, which is quite a large development. And, more and more estates are now popping up. So the expected growth out here will be phenomenal. It'll be, probably the largest part of Melbourne.
Yeah, it's very obvious when you drive there. And I hadn't honestly been out there for years, but it's very obvious that, what you might have once thought of as farm country, perhaps some of it even didn't look too loved. It looked a bit tumbleweed occasionally.
Yes.
But it's being converted into a beautiful gated community, some of them. So there's a bit of money going in out there. Now, what you've got is basically the house, which has got the accommodation, plus you built at the back of it, and I think quite sensitively attached
even though it's a modern building, it sort of doesn't detract from the house. And it's a two-storey building on the side of a hill, so it sort of has beautiful views out towards Macedon, etc., which is the north, isn't it, the northerly aspect, west, out to Macedon. You've got a function centre and you've got a restaurant. So this is going to be a property that people from the local area and people from Melbourne can come and enjoy if they want to just come for dinner, is that right?
Absolutely, yes. So what we've what we're really passionate about is having a place where not only our local community but beyond can come, even if they just want to come in and enjoy a meal in the restaurant with a bottle of wine, or they want to host their wedding or their special occasion here. We want to cater to everyone's needs and ensure that they've always got a really welcoming experience when they're here.
Right, so it's owned by a local businessman who's got a little bit of a philanthropic bone in his body, doesn't he?
Yeah, correct.
He wanted to sort of give back a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, so he just found that the community was devoid of something that everyone could come to, they could gather and bring their family and friends to, and he's quite passionate about that. And, this dream came alive. We brought on our general manager to lead the team.
Yeah. Now, is the owner's name, is that being talked about, or is he a quiet chap? He doesn't...
No, he's a quiet chap.
Okay. Well, I have to say I had the pleasure of going with some other journalists out to sample this property over lunch, and it was a delightful lunch. You've stolen a chef, I think, from Sofitel Darling Harbour. Am I putting that a bit strongly?
Yes, correct. Matt Coates. So
Matt
he
Coates.
Comes. He just came back to Melbourne, where he was already residing, and he did head to Sydney and open up the Sofitel.
Right.
Wanted to come back and found that our concept was something he was quite passionate about as well. Very produce to platter, very approachable, fresh menu.
Yeah.
So he came on board, very excited.
Right. So all the old outbuildings are still there. It's still got quite an historic look about it. And I believe you're going to turn some of that into a market, is it a farmer's market or on a weekend?
Yeah, well, we want to make it a full tourism destination and provide multi-experiences throughout. So the historic buildings that we do have on site, which is our the wool shed and our weighbridge, we're going to turn those into a microbrewery, which will... complement a coffee roaster that we'll also have on site.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll have the ability to host farmers market and provide a platform for local producers to come and showcase their products.
Wow.
Whilst they're enjoying the property. So, and then right alongside that, we're now going through the plans of putting together a provador, very sort of fresh produce, Lamana type feel, out here on the property. So you can come here multiple times throughout the week, month, year, and enjoy different experiences throughout.
Okay. Well, you've done a lovely job on the property, working with the owner, obviously, and the builders. Now, when's it actually set to open? It's not quite open yet, is it?
No, not yet. So we're just finalising the restaurant build as we speak. What we are hoping is that we'll be open the first week of June.
Okay, so June long weekend could be huge.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and now if people want to have a look online, they can go to the website. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
What's the address, Mel?
It's www.manongestate.com.au and also available on our Facebook and Instagram.
Right, and in terms of an address, when people do get to go out there, what road's it on?
Mickleham Road.
Mickleham Road.
So we are, literally opposite the very end of Donnybrook Road.
Yeah.
So we're at the teed section of Donnybrook Road and Mickleham Road.
And I think for the business events people who I know listen to our show, that one of the key elements of this is that it's only 20-odd minutes from Tullamarine. So people won't go into town for a meeting, and you've got plenty of space to hold corporate events and meetings or corporate retreats if you want to get your sales team together.
Absolutely.
So the suggestion is the people from home are going to have to travel longer than those coming from interstate. if you were coming from Frankston through town, it's going to take a little bit of time. But, look, I wish you well out there. It's not an area that's had much love as far as the meetings industry is concerned, but I think you're going to change the game, Mel. And thank you for being on Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that was Melanie Watson of Manong Estate talking to me earlier about their new facility out there at Sydenham. It opens on June the 2nd, approximately.